We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting by the first wide line. The first word in line is Chayim Baloi. It's 15 lines from the top by the wide line. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Rav Chanina bar Papi Rami. Rav Chanina Papi has a stira between two psukim. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, Shakai lo imetzunu sagi kayach. You won't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu be using all his kayach, because if you do that, then they would, the Rasham would be completely destroyed. So on one hand it says that you won't find Hashem using all his kayach. V'chsev, Godad and Enerav kayach. And it says that Hashem does use his kayach. Another pasuk, V'chsev, Yimincha Hashem Edar v'kayach. So that Hashem uses kayach or not? And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam b'shas hadin, Kam b'shas hamachoma. By Shas hadin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not use all his kayach, because then the people won't be able to exist. Mashekim shas hamachoma, Hashem uses his kayach. Rav Chaim bar Chanina Rami, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Chema Eili. There's no anger by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yachal V'Chsiv, Noikim Hashem HaBal Chema, there is anger. Like Kasha, Kam B'Yisrael, Kam B'Yavichavim. There's a difference between Klai Yisrael and Yavichavim. By Klai Yisrael is no Chema, by Yavichavim there is Chema. Rav Chanina bar Papa Omar, Rashi Gir says, Re'acha bar Chanina Omar, they're both talking about Yisrael. And the read the pasuk like this: Omar Chema Einli, why Shkana Shbati Mi Yitneini Shlo Nishbati Ei Hashem V'Shayis. Betzem Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Chema, but he says Chema Einli because I already made a shvua that I'm not get angry at them and turn them into Shomer V'Shayis, a loshen of Gzeira V'Chorban. V'Hainu Da Amri Omar Rav Achsandria, and it wasn't even V'Hainu Da Rav Achsandria. So Rashi learns this is going back all the way on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, where it says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Trunyam B'Rei Yosef. It doesn't come with excuses klape the B'Rei Yosef. It gives them a chance. And so V'Hainu Da Amri Achsandria Ma'idach says in the pasuk V'Hoya B'Yemehu Avakeish LaHashmid Es Kol HaGoyim HaBoam Al Yerushalayim. It says in the pasuk. So avakesh, what does it mean avakesh? Avakesh from me, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, avakesh b'neginish lahem. I'm going to look into their sefer zichroinus to see if they have any schusim. M'yesh lahem schus, apadim, I'll save them. M'lav ashmidim. If not, I will destroy them. So here, the way Rashi learns, here we see that we give them a chance to check into the sefer schusim, and if not, then you destroy them. You first check to see if they have any schusim. But Tosfos, the Ramask of Vahainu, does not like this pshat. His main problem is that it's too big of a hefsik to say Vahainu, the Rav Achsandria, is going back on a blot before. So Tosfos learned the Hira Purusha, the Ifsik Le'etuva. And therefore Tosfos says, going back on what we just learned. We just learned there's a difference between a Goy and a Yid, Legabe Chema. So he says, here also, you see, Fakert, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the Goyim if they have no Shchosim, which is a thing of Chema. That is a Yotzei of Chema, and that's the continuation of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "V'hainu damar Rava ma'idach siv." It says in the pasuk, "Ach loy be'iyish lachiyad." Be'i is lashon of destroying. Lach loy be'iyish lachiyad im bepidoy lahem shua. That's what it says in the pasuk. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu Yisrael. Because Yidonos Yisrael, when I dan klai Yisrael, any Yidonos Yisrael kerei chavim. I don't dan them like the goyim. When I dan the goyim, I destroy them. The chsiv says about the goyim, "Ava ava ava asimano," which Rashi teaches means that if they do Avera, evil, if so, do Avera, then La Ava Semena, I'm destroy them completely. That's what happens by Goy. But by Yidin, it doesn't work like that. Ni Nifrahem, Mehem, Kepichotan, regardless. I do, give them Einshim, like a pecking here, pecking there, only a little bit. And like we, which means that the goyim like just take away their money slowly. It's not, Hashem is not destroying them at once, he doesn't give them Einshim at once. Slowly gives them Einshim. Davacher. Afilu ein Yisrael oisin mitzvah. So the first pshat, kepidge a ton of girls. Pidah is loshen of a ton of girls pecking. So if you the first pshat, it means that when Hashem gives klal Yisrael oinish, loy be'i yishlach yad, only be'pidah Hashem just gives my oinish a little bit at a time. The second pshat, be'pidah Yeshua, means going about the ma'isim toivim of klal Yisrael. Even they only do small amount of mitzvahs, like a pitcher town of Golem, Shemnakar Ba'ashba, that they go, and Menakar Ba'ashba. Ani mitzar from the Cheshbon Gadol. I'm mitzar for the Cheshbon Gadol. And what's the end of the pasuk? Shenemar, what's lost in Pidah Lehem Yeshua? What's lost in Lehem Yeshua? Davacha, Beschar, take out the word Davacha, some take those out. Lehem Yeshua, is Bescharish Meshavim Lefanai, because they daven in front of me, Ani Meshia Meisoib. And then I save them. That's Lashon Shua. I don't say Yehoshua. I don't say regular Lashon of Meshia. It says Shua, which is Lashon of Shava, which is Lashon of davening. And Meshchus their davening, Hashem saves them. Behind the Rababa, my dechsiv, Vanoichi Epodem, Behema Dibrolai Kzavim, Ani Marati Eftim, and Moinam El Mazah. I said I'll save Klai Yisrael with their money in this world, which means I'll instead of killing them and just getting rid of them one time, Hashem says I'll let the goyim steal some of their money slowly but slowly in Olam Hazeh. Kedei just go about in order they should get a kapara in this world and be zoyche l'olam haba. And meanwhile they complain. They think, oh, it's too bad tzara. Behemah diber like sovim. Behind the Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rav, Amayid Chsiv, Ani Esarti Chazak Tizrei Seim, Ve'ilai Yechoshu Ra. Hashem gave them Yisurim, and they thought it was Ra. Makar Shbaruch, Ani Amarti Yisrein, Be Yisurim, Ba'il Mazal, give Yisurim in this world. Why? Desh Yask, Zerai Seim, Ma'abah. Nor that it should be stronger than Ma'abah. Which means, it's a present for Klai Yisrael, they get an Oynish in this world, because this way, they have a good Oil Ma'abah. And they think it's bad. Really, that's not bad. When bad things happen in this world, that it really is in order for them to have a bigger Olam Haba. Mishtabak lu Rav Avoh lemini. Rav Avoh told the minim that bikarsim the beresafra the adam gadolu. He was saying Rav Avoh told the bikarsim. You know this Rav Safra? He's a big gadol. Because of that, the minim were in charge of the taxes, they were the tax collectors, they gave Rav Safra a tax break for 13 years, because the ones who the Rabbanim got a tax break. So Yom Echad, one day, the Apikarsim found Rav Safra, they found him, they figured out for Harem, they asked him a question. They always tried, the way it worked, and it's still to this day, the Apikarsim knew the psukim in Tanakh very well. They had no idea what the shot was. They took it very literally, but they knew always the psukim very well. And they went over to Rav Safra and they said, "Amar lei, ksiv." It says in the pasuk, "Rak eschem yadati mekom mishpachos ha'adama." I love you, Klai Yisrael. The Yadat Lashon of they love them. I love you more than any other nation in the world. Akein. Therefore, efkoid aleichem es kalvan esechem. Therefore, I'm gonna give you your oinus, punish you for all your avaris. So this was the minim asked Rav Safra. Does that make sense? Man de islay sisya berachmi masaklay. What does sisya mean? Tupshatim Rashi. Either means anger, that if someone has anger, he gives it to his friend, or it means he has a bad horse, he gives it to the friend. Like, why would he do it? The pasuk is shver. Pasuk says because he loves Klai Yisrael, that's why he gives them punishments. Is that true? Ishtuk, so Rav Safra didn't have an answer. He didn't answer anything. So Romulo is Sudra Batsavre. They started wrapping a Suda around his neck, trying to hurt him, become a Tsarale. This is called Adam Gadol. Also, Rav Orva walked by. Ashkenu, he found that they were shepherding Rav Safra. Omalu, am I seriously? Why are you bothering Rav Safra? Omru Lev, Lav Amrit Lon Adam Gadol. Didn't he say he's a big Adam Gadol? Vlayodal Mema, Bruce Dai Psuk, and then said Psalm Psukim. I said he knows how to learn Mishnayos Gemara. He's a Talmud Chacham Gadol. B'kroy mi Amri, didn't say he knows all the Pesukim of Tanakh. They were about to answer you. B'kroy mi Amri, that I didn't say that he can answer you in those Pesukim. Amru Lei, so the Apikarsim told Ravo, Ma'ishna Atun Didatun. Why do you always have to answer on the Pesukim? Amru Anan, we the Shachinah Gabarachem, we're busy with the Apikarsim, Ramina and Avshem, we have to make sure we know the Pesukim good. Inu Lemano, he didn't have a reason to mind those Pesukim, and therefore he doesn't know the answer. Okay, so Amr Lay, you tell me Pshat in the Pasuk, that I asked you a question, that why would you give the Tsaris to your friend? Amr Lahu, Em Shalachem, Moshe Adam. There's a person who owes two people money. Echad oyhavai, one's someone his friend. Echad someone one's his enemy. Oyvai nifmen matmat. His friend gives him a payment plan. Lets him pay one a little bit at a time. Soinoi nifmen vazachas. The soino comes and takes everything at once. So here also about the Eden, Efka is loshen of slowly. Hashem punishes the Eden slowly but surely, slowly in order to zechel haba. Mashenkein the Rishoim get everything at once in Gehenim, all at once. and not little by little, they don't get any Yom HaBad, they get everything in Gehenim. So that's what it means. Here in the pasuk, a hafti, and therefore efkad lechem v'nesecha means I punished them slowly. Amar Rav Avakan Ma'adich Siv says in the pasuk, this is a pasuk by Avraham Avinu and Sadoim, Chalilu Lecha Ma'asoyz Kedova Hazeh Lohamet Sadik Im Rasha. Amar Avraham Fenev Garis Baruch Hu Rabbanu Shloim Chulun Hu. That's also Chalilu. That's not. It's mundane. It's not for someone like the Rabbanu Shloim doesn't pass. Ma'asoyz Kedova Hazeh Lohamet Sadik Im Rasha. You kill a tzaddik with a rasha. So that was the taina of Rav Avinu. He says, "Stoyim zavein tzadikim. You don't kill a tzadikim in Russia." Right? The marvel v'loy v'achsev. It says in a pasuk. This pasuk is not in Chumash. It's in Cheskel. V'chrati mimcha tzadik v'Russia. So you see that Hashem does kill a tzadik with the Russia. And for the Gemara, but tzadik she'ena gomer. Two tzadik she'ena gomer. But tzadik gomer loy v'achsev. It says in the pasuk. Umikdashi tochelu. It says in the pasuk that Hashem will start with the Mikdashi, and we teach what is Mikdashi. Tanav Yisrael, I'll take a Mikdashi, Elam Mimukdashi, from my holy ones. Elam Bnei Adam Shekayim Bez Torah, Ma'alaf Atof, then Mekayim Torah Ma'alaf Atof, and it says in the Pesukim there that Hashem put a tuff on his head, really to protect him, and Maisa, they land up getting killed as well. So what do you see? They see the Tzadikim Gemurim, Hashem says, Mikdashi Tachil, will start with the Mikdashi. You see, they do get Oinish, even though the Tzadik Gomer. It says in the pasuk there that it says in the pasuk there, he put a tuff on his head. That means he was mekayim all the mitzvahs ma'alav atav. So the more hashem na mikiyun shahoya b'yadam limcha isle michu havelu tzadikim k'tzadikim she'enam gemurim. Since they could have been meicha, they were meicha. They're considered tzadikim she'enam gemurim, and that's why they'll get an einish as well. Rav Papa Rami, k'siv it says in the pasuk, kel zoyim b'chol yoyim. Hashem gets angry every day. V'ksiv fnei v'zamay miyamay. That you cannot exist in front of the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can it be? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, how does everyone exist? Like Kasha, Kam B'Yochid, Kam B'Tzibur. That by Yochid, they can't exist. But Tzibur, even though there's a Chol Yoyim Zoyam, still Miskayimim, they still are Miskayim B'Tzibur. Tana Banan, we learned in a Brayis like this. Kel Zoyim Chol Yoyim, Hashem gets angry every day, Kam Azamai. How long is his anger? Rega. A second, the kamaraga. How much is a second? Echod mechamesh ribui v'shloish alafim. It's 53,000 v'shmoina meis. 53,800 v'abar v'shmoina. 53,848. 53,848 of a shah, which comes out according to the art scroll 1 in 15 of a second. 1/15th of a second. Zui rega. That is a rega. And no one knows exactly what that rega is. Besides Bilma Rasha, his kunz was, he knew which second HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. How do we know he didn't maybe knew more than that? Maybe he was Taka, a big Chacham. The Chsiv Bey, it says in the Pasuk, on top of our base now, V'yadeya Das Elyon. Now, is it possible to say he knows Das Elyon? He didn't know what his behemoth was thinking. You think he knew Das Elyon Mi Havayada? You think he knew what Das Kadosh Baruch Hu was thinking? So it must be, he just knows the exact rega of, he knows the exact rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and that was his kunz. He knew exactly when to try to curse someone. He knew exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, and then the curse, the klala, was chal, and that's what he tried to do to the Yidin. And but we're saying he doesn't really know Das Elyon, because he didn't know Das Behemta, and we'll see in a second what it means that he didn't know Das Behemta.